April the 11th, the 53rd annual Lions, Holbrook Lions consignment auction taking place. And here to talk about it, nobody better to do it than the one and only Mr. Clark Andrews. Clark, how you been?
Doing good. I don't know about the nobody any better, but I guess I got the job.
So. You do a super job and doing a great job. 53 years for the Holbrook Lions consignment auction. Man, been doing it a long time.
Yeah, they started this thing a long time ago, and it just kind of blew up and became a big, big social event and a big auction that we were selling stuff. We'd have several, you know, six or seven auctioneers going all day, and we're going to do things just a little different this year. We're kind of changing things up just a little bit. So,
okay, so can you tell us what are the kind of changes going on with this?
You bet. Okay, as far as like the household stuff and the coins and furniture and all that, but that is going to become a flea market type event. We're not going to have a live auction over on that side of the auction there, you know, and we sure encourage anybody, if you've got anything you want to sell, and I mean basically about anything, you're more than welcome to bring it, and we'll get you a spot where you can sit there. But this year you will sell it yourself. That way, that just got to be such a circus with all the things that we were getting in over there that it got a little bit out of hand. And so this year we're going to try to just turn that over into a flea market type event. But as far as the farm equipment, the tools, the vehicles, the boats, all that is going to, it'll still be a live auction on what we would consider the west part. That, you know, everything over there will be pretty much the same as it's always been. We're getting in a lot of brand new cattle panels. We sure encourage everybody to try to come down, and we'd like to have a good sale on them. There's going to be a couple semi loads of those, or about three or four semi loads of cattle panels that are going to show up, and hopefully we have a lot more farm machinery and tools and all that kind of stuff show up. But that flea market, we sure encourage people to, if you've got anything you want to try to sell, just bring it down and we'll fix you up with a spot where you can let people have a look at it and see if you can't get everything sold. And we're hoping that works out really well this year.
Clark, the event is on April the 11th. Do you have a deadline for folks to bring their items by when you'd like to have it there?
No, you could bring it earlier that morning. We're going to start just a little bit later. We're going to shoot for 10 o'clock. So if you wanted to bring your things down that morning, but preferably, you know, we'll have people around there the day or two or three days before if you want to get set up and have it exposed where people can come take a look at it. Actually, it would probably work out a lot better if you brought it a day or two ahead of time. That way we kind of know exactly how we're going to set that thing up. So, but no, we'll probably kind of shut it off, you know, the night before. We'd sure like to know who's going to bring or how many spots you might need and all that, so that we don't have such a mess going on that on Saturday morning. So that will, but hopefully everybody can kind of get things down there a day or two ahead of time.
You can see the flyer on the Holbrook Lions Club Facebook page. I'm looking at it right now, and vehicles, trailers, boats, livestock equipment, some big, big items going to be at this one.
Yeah, we've got quite a few really good consignments, and hopefully anybody that's got anything else you want to bring down, we're going to be taking things in the rest of all next week for sure. So we'd like to have a whole bunch more things show up if we could. That'd be great.
Any questions, more information, Clark, on this? Again, hit the Holbrook Lions Club Facebook page. You can't do this all by yourself. Also, Holbrook, website, I think it's holbrook-lionsforsale.com, if I'm not mistaken, on the website, too. Is that right, Clark?
Yeah, we got the web page and the Facebook page. You can look us up on either one of them. And if you have anybody's got any questions, more than happy to take phone calls. My number's 308-962-6454, and there's three more numbers on there. If you want to get a hold of anybody and try to make arrangements to get things lined up, that's where you can get a hold of us.
Do you have your same auctioneers coming back to work at this year?
Yeah, we're going to have three. We're just going to go with three auctioneers where we're not going to be auctioning off the household stuff. We've got Randy Helms is coming and his crew. And then we also have Rambats out of down in Kansas that are going to be coming up. And then Levi Messersmith and his crew, Matt Springer and all that group will be coming down from Cozad. So it would be... we really appreciate them coming, and also I'd like people to come and support the firemen. They'll be serving hamburgers and hot dogs there at the ball field. So if anybody wants to come grab some lunch, we sure appreciate them coming and supporting them in their endeavors too, please.
And as you well know, Clark, you always deal with Mother Nature. What kind of day? You're hoping for a nice day. It can rain all at once, you know, the day before and the day after. But hopefully in that April 11th Saturday, it's a nice, sunny, mild day, right?
Well, I'm pretty sure that's the way it's going to work out. I don't doubt that at all.